this is Joey Lewandowski.
Hey, and this is Mike Mangi, Cage Club Connected Universe.
Ooh, the Cage Club Connected Universe. Yeah. There we go. Hello, CCU. We are here to announce two new shows. So if you are listening to this, you're hearing in one of three places. Either number one, on our Watch the Throne feed, which is our Charlize Theron podcast.
Yes.
Which is going to wrap up in mid-November of 2018. Or you are on the new Hanks for the Memories, the Tom Hanks podcast.
Wait, what? The what? What's happening? Are we finally doing this?
Or you're on the Cruise Club, the Tom Cruise podcast.
Oh, man. Wait a second. Two Toms?
Two Toms. We got the Tom Club.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So let us explain how this came about, because this is weird. So
yeah, I would say it's closer to madness, but weird is a good starting point.
Mike and I started Cage Club a couple years ago. The podcast, not the network. The network came later. But we did the podcast because we're like, we love Cage. The internet hates Cage or makes fun of Cage.
Right.
Let's see if he's a good actor.
And he has good movies.
And he has good movies. Yeah. Resounding overall success. Yes, loved it. That was still might be my favorite podcast that we've done, just because it's the original. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. And he's still going strong. I mean, right now, I think as this is released, when are we releasing this?
November. Well, I don't know.
This actual episode. Okay.
It's honestly unclear when I'm going to put this out.
All right. So I'll just put it this way. If this is coming out after September, it's been 9 months.
Yep.
Six movies for Cage this year. Teen Titans, if Mandy is released in
the
beginning of September.
September 14th, I believe.
So, unbelievable. Cage still going strong. Still loving that
feed. And we still have another 3 or 4 months to get more movies.
Exactly.
You know what
I mean? And it ain't
over yet. The record was six, right?
The record was six, so he's going to crack that.
Yes. So, we did Cage Club. Then we're like, who is most like Nicolas Cage? Let's go Keanu Reeves, because the internet, again, likes him but sort of makes fun of him.
Yeah.
That one almost killed us.
I mean, yeah, we didn't really learn from that series, you know? I thought, like, for sure we wouldn't have done what we did after that had we been paying closer attention. But, I mean, look, there were ups, there were downs. The highs were high, the lows were very low. Ultimately, I'm still a very big Keanu fan.
Me too.
I love the guy. Maybe even more of a Keanu fan.
The interesting thing to me is that I almost died early on, and then I feel like I got second wind, and then by the time that I was, like, strong, you were like, oh, this has got to end. Like, it was a weird, like, we both, like, reached our breaking points at different parts of that podcast.
That was pretty funny. Like, yeah, I think it maybe carried you a little at the beginning, and you carried me over the finish line.
Yep, and then we got to John Wick, and he carried us through Mr. Keanu Reeves himself. So then we were like, okay, cool, we're going to do Ben Affleck. And then as soon as we're like, we're going to do Ben Affleck, I don't even know if people know this, as soon as we do Ben Affleck, some creepy stuff comes out, we're like, okay, cool, scratch that, pump the brakes.
Like, a lot of people were going down, though, like, one after another, which, like, really that timely moment where people were just getting taken out left and right.
Rightfully so. In a weird way, I'm kind of glad that nothing else came out about him, because, like, I don't want to do his podcast, because I think as we're going to announce why we're doing Hanks and Cruise, he doesn't really fit into that world anymore.
No.
I'm just sort of glad that, you know, I think we still made the right call in terms of not doing that, because there's some stuff in there that I'm just glad that we didn't do.
Same.
We were like, okay, so we're not doing Ben Affleck. Who are we going to do? We're going to do Charlize Theron, which is, you know, you might be listening on the Charlize Theron feed, the Watch the Throne feed.
Yes.
Which, go check that out if you're not on there.
Again, didn't learn anything from Keanu.
No, because we did this little informal poll of our guests, and we're like, here's six actresses. Who would you like to do? And, like, overwhelmingly, it was Charlize Theron. Like, cool. We got Fury Road. We got Young Adult. We got Atomic Blonde. We got all these other movies that we love. What we didn't realize is that basically every movie that we didn't see is we didn't see for a reason.
Yes, and we didn't know about for a reason and wasn't promoted or made money for a reason.
Yes.
That reason wasn't her, by the way.
No.
Like, if anything, she was the draw in, like, all of that bad stuff during that
time.
Which,
she's like Cage in that way, and also maybe Shia. Like, Keanu's not always the best part of his movies, but I feel like Cage and Charlize are both the best part of their movies.
Yeah. Or never the worst part, for sure, absolutely.
Definitely. So, while this is all going on, we're also doing Cinemakers, because we have too many podcasts going on. So we did Soderbergh, because Soderbergh's also up and down, like, mostly good, but also some stuff where we're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Then,
just a lot of volume there, too.
Then you, me, and Chris Mattiello, friend of the show, were like, hey, let's do Christopher Nolan. We want to get, you know, a more popular Cinemaker on there. Christopher Nolan, really popular.
Not that many movies.
Exactly. 10 movies, 10 episodes. And we were like, oh, this rules. Talking about Batman rules, talking about Prestige, Interstellar, Inception.
Yep.
These are all cool movies to talk about. This also brings us back to what we sort of vowed either on air or off air with Tobin.
Yeah.
During Cinemakers.
Gotta find that episode. That was a prolific night.
We're just like, hey, why don't we only watch good movies? Like, believe it or not, why don't we only watch good movies? Here we are, Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise. Oh, this is a long way around to say, years ago, when we were about to do Keanu Reeves, we asked the public, aka our friends, who we should do, and it seemed like overwhelmingly people were like, Tom Hanks. And we were like, kind of boring. He's always good. Where's right. the fun in that?
Little did we know. That's where all the fun lies.
Yes.
It's in good movies.
In watching good movies. Although I do feel like the sweet spot of Tom Hanks is going to be from like a few episodes in until maybe like 5 or 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then like since he became, we're going to find out.
But,
like,
yeah.
Since he became like the Dan Brown, Robert Langdon, and like Angels and Demons,
which
and Da Vinci
I've
Code.
Never seen any of the Da Vinci movies.
I think I saw one of them, but like, okay. there's been stuff lately where it's just like he's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think they tried to make him into like an action guy at one point. We'll get there. We'll see. But I mean, definitely, I've got so many fond memories of early Hanks films
yeah.
growing up as Hanks the comedian. I mean, we're gonna do Bosom Buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Early on. Uh-huh. I mean, oh my God. Those
it's
are going to be crazy.
Great.
So, yeah, it's just, I mean, I think I've only missed about, like, 10 or somewhere between 10 and 15 of his films I need to see. Yeah, so I'm really...
I think I'm a little under 50%, so there's okay. a lot that I haven't seen, which is also true of Tom Cruise. But we were like, how about we just... It actually started with Tom Cruise, because I saw Mission Impossible Fallout.
Then I saw Mission Impossible Fallout.
And we were like, huh, why don't we do... Cruise Club, because we were talking for a while about doing Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he popped up a few times, really.
And it actually was also triggered by the high school slumber party podcast with Brian Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm. The Outsiders pod?
Yes, where he was talking about how Tom Cruise had been this driving force. He's always the star of his movies. And I was like, oh, that's true.
Kind of like Cage was, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you look back and like he's only been in like 40 movies or something, but they're all like great. And I really want to talk about a lot of them.
Yeah.
And we're like, why don't we do that? And then we're like, why don't we also do Tom Hanks? We have this other idea that we've teased. I think we've even outright said what we're going to do on like Cage
no,
Club
episodes. I came close on another podcast on our network, and I asked them to politely cut that out.
Good, okay.
I overstepped there for a minute. I was like, I don't think we announced that.
Yes, and that's going to get pushed off. We still haven't said what that is, but what we're going to do now for the next 2 years or so is do Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks, Cruise Club and Hanks for the Memories.
Tom Club.
And since it's just me and Mike, and it's basically, they're different podcasts, they're different mm-hmm. feeds, but it is in a way sort of the same podcast.
Right.
They both started around 1980. I think Hanks was a couple years earlier than Cage and Keanu. Tom Cruise, also 1981, the same year as Cage and Keanu.
Yeah. All that generation, though.
Yes. Yeah. And so we're going to do these every other Friday starting January 4th.
Happy New Year.
Starting January 4th, 2019. So if you're listening to this on the Charlize Theron feed in a couple months, if you're listening to this, if you just stumble upon this
mm-hmm.
on iTunes, maybe a little bit further out. But January 4th, we're going to start with Endless Love. I don't know what that
is. I've never seen that one.
For Tom Cruise. And then the next week, we're going to start with He Knows You're Alone for Tom Hanks.
Don't know that either.
And then we're going to have the Bosom Buddies coming up soon. We've got Family Ties. We've got Risky
nice.
Business, Splash, Legend, Top Gun. All coming
wow.
in the next few months.
Nice.
And then
looking
obviously
good.
Everything else I've ever done. So it's going to be people that you know from the Watch the Throne podcast and the Cage Club and Keanu Club. I'm going to email a whole bunch of people to see what they want to do. Really just check us out. See what you like. We just want to watch good movies, and I think these
right.
are going to be fun.
Exactly. I have a feeling we might even generate a little more traffic with these names up there on podcast land.
Maybe.
Like with Tom Hanks podcast. Oh, I haven't even checked to see if there's any Hanks or Cruise podcasts out there either.
So my girlfriend asked me about that, too, and I was like, you know, honestly, at this point, like, she's like, did you make sure?
Oh, I don't care about making sure,
well,
but like,
she said, did you make sure that, like, there's no... I'm like, well, at this point, honestly, it doesn't really matter.
No.
Because, like, when we did Cage, there was a bunch of anyway, but, like, mm-hmm. we're just doing this now for our own little brand of whatever, that like it or don't like it, what we do is what we do.
Yeah, these feel like when movie directors do one for the studio and one for themselves, like even though we are the studio,
yeah.
I feel like this is one for us.
Yes, exactly.
Or two for us.
Exactly. And so it's just, we're doing this because we haven't done it yet. I just think it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, there's just going to be way less duds in here too, and like that
yep.
is my goal in life, is just to watch better movies or good movies or
yeah.
movies I liked and to watch them again. And I mean, I also feel like there's going to be... I might want to have Chris and Nico on a few of those early episodes if we can, because like I'm going to get real sort of now and again with those, because I saw a lot of those like pre-teen. Like when I was like, you know, 8 or 10
uh-huh.
or something, I was watching movies like Splash. I saw Splash in theaters.
I've never seen Splash.
Oh my gosh. So it's going to be a wild ride. I'm going to love it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of really good stuff that I haven't seen that I'm very much excited for. So come back on January 4th for the first episode of Cruise Club, Endless Love. Come back the next Friday, January 11th, for He Knows You're Alone for Tom Hanks.
Yes.
We've got a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to sort of pre-screen stuff. Our also goal here is to sort of avoid what happened in the Cage Club a little bit. Maybe in Keanu Club a little bit.
I think especially in Keanu Club.
Yeah, and also Charlize Theron, Watch the Throne a little bit. where we don't want to have episodes where it's just like they're on the screen for a scene.
Yeah, like, even cowgirls get the blues, you know? Yes. I mean, like, what I do like about having watched that movie is I get the joke in Game Night when they're playing tabletop football.
Oh.
And the first joke is, your hands are like Uma Thurman or something like that.
Wow, okay.
I was like, that is a deep cut.
That's a deep cut. But, yeah, so we have that, but, like, we're gonna make sure that we don't do movies that are just, like, a scene or that, you know, he's not really in or whatever. So we're going to sort of pre-screen those. But we got all the big hits. As it stands right now, we have 60 episodes of Hanks and 44 of Tom Cruise, plus, you know, bonus things. As it stands right now, this is not going to stay true. It's going to end on Christmas Day 2020.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Which is very far from now as we're recording this.
If it even exists, if we get there.
Who knows?
It might be post-apocalyptic. It might be in Mad Max zone by then.
Maybe.
Just to tie it all back here at the end.
But anyway, let's wrap this up. So come back. Go to cageclub.me or facebook.com/cageclub or at cageclubpod on Twitter and Instagram. Just keep up with what we're doing. We're going to be releasing these every Friday. Every other week will be Tom Cruise. Every other week will be Tom Hanks. Alternating, just keeping it fresh, keeping it like that. It'll be longer, but we're going to sort of spread out the wonder.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do Tom's every Friday.
Exactly. So thanks for listening and... join us over there. Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks. Lots of fun. Here we go.
On this highway to the danger zone.